American rhythm and blues has always been the pop music most admired and idealized by English fans. This has been generally true ever since we heard Paul McCartney trying to approximate Little Richard's screaming singing, or the Rolling Stones' attempts at making Muddy Waters their own. When it comes to creating this sort of music themselves, however, things get a bit dicey. Hearing the styles and rhythms of Motown and Memphis Soul coming out of a succession of stiff upper lips is often dismaying. What Arthur Connolly called sweet soul music is often pretty sour in its British version, music pickled in envy and irony.
All the things that we've been through, you should understand me like I understand you. Now, girl, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to break up our happy home. Oh, I don't get so excited when I come home a little late at night, 'cause we only act like children when we argue, fuss and fight.
That's Simply Red, the English band led by lead singer Mick Hucknall, with a new version of Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes' If You Don't Know Me By Now. That's as pure an example as I can think of the way the English approach to American soul frequently results in sincere but ultimately ineffectual music. There's an air of tiresome fealty to such performances, as if making the decision to record this music was more significant than the music itself. That's also true of another new British act, the Pasadenas. As far as I can tell, the Pasadenas are the British hype of the year so far. This vocal group's debut album, To Whom It May Concern, has been getting raves in the English press, and their musical salute to American soul masters, called Tribute, Right On, comes with a video that's a big hit here on MTV just now. The video features the Pasadenas doing slinky dance steps in the tightly choreographed manner of the Temptations or Jackie Wilson, but their voices betray them. This is neo-soul so self-conscious that it turns in on itself.
I knew it was Little Richard. Tuesday. I know the blues.
Sugar, sugar, sugar.
Way back in the 50s.
Way back, way back, way back.
I knew it was doing it for me and you.
Well, I know there is a way. With music we can say. These songs are in our blood. Soul in the play, 'cause it's happened today. Right on.
Pointing out two examples of bad English soul music is almost too easy, but fortunately there are a couple of other albums that do a lot to redeem this piffle. One of them comes from a very unlikely source. It's the new comeback album by Boy George, called High Hat. I probably don't need to remind you that Boy George used to be the leader of Culture Club, the fellow who once told Joan Rivers he was glad that America recognized a good drag queen when it saw one. Culture Club broke up during Boy George's much-publicized bout with drug addiction, and 2 years ago he put out a solo album that was a crashing bore. This new one, however, is a lot smarter. Boy George has always modeled his singing on American soul acts from Sam Cooke to Gladys Knight, and on this album he's lucky enough to be working with members of the hot American soul act Guy. On High Hat, Boy George's still supple voice gets a workout on a terrific song called Don't Take My Mind on a Trip.
I was going out of night, playing games on me, telling me all the lies, 'cause you've been seen with another guy. Everybody makes mistakes, don't you know that it's okay? I still love you so, I just can't let you go.
That's Boy George and a song that's becoming a big hit in this country. There's another even better example of New English soul music to play. It's by Fine Young Cannibals, a trio led by singer Roland Gift. These days, Gift is probably better known as an actor, having performed in movies such as Sammy and Rosie Get Laid and the new British film about the Profumo affair called Scandal. But on the Fine Young Cannibals album, called The Raw and the Cooked, Roland Gift applies his voice, a smoky but squeaky instrument, to a series of well-written original soul songs. The best of them is the most ominous, a tune called She Drives Me Crazy. Right now, it's the best song you'll hear on the radio.